So, just a little catch up. So, there's something called chalada. It's a psul shchita. What's chalada? So, chalada means is like this: is that this is the basic way to think about it. It's chalada means it's hidden. The knife is hidden, which means when you cut the animal, the simanim are the pipes. Shchita is cutting pipes, the windpipe, the food pipe. So, when you cut the pipes, you have to cut it from the outside. When you take the knife from the outside of the animal, yeah, chalada is if you pierce, let's say, the knife in between the two simanim, and then you cut, let's say, the bottom one or the top one, whichever way, you know. So then that's called chalada. You're cutting it from a hidden position. The example would be like laparoscopic surgery versus general surgery. You know, it's like you insert the instrument in and then you cut. That's not shchita. Shchita is not that kind of a cut. Shchita is a cut from outside of the simen to the inside, not from the inside to the outside or something like that, or not from the inside. It's a cut which emerges from the outside. Okay?
Okay.
Fine. For whatever reason, that's just halacha. Okay. Now the thing is like this: is that there's a question. Is let's say I stick the knife under the skin, above the simanim. Okay, under the skin. Right, if you can imagine, you put it under the surface of the skin, right? Like a needle, for instance, you could stick like under the skin, just like right under the skin, you know, which goes under the skin, and then you cut the simanim. Right, imagine the knife is very thin, like a needle. So you stick it right under the skin, and then you do the regular cutting. So now you're basically, so that the Gemara is in Yabaya. On the one end, you could argue, look, that's an internal cut. Right? That's not a cut from the outside, it's a cut from the inside. On the other hand, you'll say the shchita is shchita shchaticha simanim, is cutting the pipes. And the pipes you're cutting from the outside. Right? The pipes, you're approaching the pipes from outside the pipes. That's really what the simon is. The shchita is essentially cutting the pipes and nothing to do with the skin. So the fact that it's like a human activity, it's like an internal cut because you're going under the skin. But insofar as if you relegate it just to the shchita itself, it's really an external cut because you're coming from outside of the pipes. As opposed to if you were to go in between the two pipes, so then like relative to the shchita itself, you're doing it from the inside. Right? So that was an Ibai on the Gemara. Okay? Now the Gemara has a question is let's say I do chalada on miyur ha-simanim, on a small part of the simanim. So the question is, what is that talking about? So Rabbeinu Tam learns that it's as follows. It means where you take the knife and you, a little bit deeper than the skin. You don't just go under the surface flesh, but you go into the simen a little bit. In other words, you go below, you stick the knife under the skin, and under a small portion into a small portion of the semen, as if it were like an IV. Right? Like an IV is you stick it into the vein, so you go through the vein wall, right? And you get it into the skin a little bit, right? So here, if you imagine the semen as like a wide, you know, big round thing, so you stick the knife under the skin, let's say this finger here is the skin, so you go under the skin, into the semen like a tiny bit, so now it's like, but it's only a mirror of the semen. So it's under like a little bit of the semen, like that kind of, and then you basically cut down. So it turns out, it's, on the one hand now, you could argue, and this is the way Rabbeinu Tam says, is that if you say that under the skin is okay, so that is fine. That's not halalda because it's outside of the shchimak mashchita. But here I'm going on in the semen. It's going from inside the semen itself. So you'd say that's halalda. Because now it's an internal cut. I'm beginning it from the inside. I'm not going from the outside. Right? Or do you say no? That's also the same as under the skin. Right? Which we explained. So it's difficult at first. Which this we explained yesterday. I'm setting you up. We're almost up where I'm to today. But we explained yesterday. Because you could argue like this. Is that the shchita is on the mia, on the rov ha-semen. Shchita is not on a mia. Shchita is on the rov ha-semen. So if I go under the little bit of the semen, then I cut. What am I cutting? I'm cutting the lower majority. That's what my shchita does. Is I only need to cut rov. I don't have to cut the whole pipe. So I'm cutting the lower majority. Now I'm approaching the lower majority from outside of that lower majority. You know what I mean? Whereas, the shchita is on that lower part of the semen. And I'm beginning from above that lower part of the semen. And I'm cutting down. So I'm going, so to speak, if you say my maisa shchita is a shchita of the lower 80%. So I'm not doing that lower 80% from inside the 80%. I'm doing it from outside. So it's true, yes, I'm piercing the top part of the siman, but I'm not doing the shechita on that part of the siman. I'm doing shechita on the rov ha-siman, and that rov ha-siman, which the shechita is on, is really from without, from external to it. So you say, that's not chalada, right? Or the other side would argue, no, shechita is not on the rov ha-siman, shechita is on a siman. Now, how much of the siman do you have to cut? Rov, yeah. But the ma'isa shechita is a ma'isa on a siman. And so you're doing it from within the siman. So that's a question. When you say the halacha of rov, ruach kula, is it if I do a ma'isa of cutting rov ha-siman, do you say my ma'isa is a ma'isa chatichas rov ha-siman? Or do you say no, that it's a ma'isa chatichas ha-siman? And it's true, I'm doing rov of it, that's the quantity that I'm doing, but that's not considered, then it's going to be considered a chalada because I'm going from within the siman. But according to this way of thinking, let's say I were to hold that under the skin, let's say I were to hold that under the skin is considered chalada, right? Under the skin is considered chalada, right? Under the skin is considered chalada, which means that I can't do an internal cut, whether it's internal semen, outside of the sun, who cares? The point is, then you say, pasha, this should be chalada, right? Certainly. It's like if under the skin you say, well, the skin is not do a shechita, then you could say the mi'ar ha-siman. But if you tell me even under the skin is considered chalada, so then pasha to be in the siman, right? Mm-hmm. Ah, Ramanita wants to say no. You could work the chakira, even if you were to say that under the skin is considered chalada, you could say that into the siman is not going to be. Okay? And that's what we have to see how Tosa says it, because it's a little cryptic what he's saying. That's going to be our job to figure out what he's talking about. Okay? So he says like this. It says, let's see, Mefarish Minatam. It's Lamed Amud Beis. It's Tosfos Hechled. The big Tosfos there at the bottom, the second Hechled, the big one. So it's the first row in the line. It's like halfway down the Tosfos, a little less. Third of the way, Kashera is the first row in the line. Mefarish Minatam. Alright? Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
Matt, you got it too? Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is the first part I'm going to read is what we just talked about, and then it's going to segue into what we're about to talk about. Okay, so first minatam dehacha by miyat kama. It's talking about you're doing chalada in the first half, the first little bit. Ubay Rav Yehuda the nechsher tachas ar, and it's asking according to Rav Yehuda who says that if you put the knife under the skin, it's okay, it's not chalada. The dilma im tachav hasachin. And if you stick the knife under a little bit of the semen, the shachad berov shalamata kedarko, and then you shach the rov which is below that normally, have yachalad tvei, maybe that's more chalada than if you just put it under the skin. Right? Maybe under the skin. Jay, you see where we are? It's a lot long base. V'afilu. First one line is kedarko. And even according to Beirav, who holds that under the skin, I don't know, maybe that's also chalada, right? That under the skin might be chalada. Still, you could argue, hainu mishum de shechita lo shaycha ba'or. That's because shechita is in shaykh by the skin. V'ahavye chalada. And therefore, it's considered chalada, lefishu hu shalem. Because it's shalim. It's whole. Aval simen. I can't find where the chas is. Aval simanim. The shaykhi behu shchita. The simanim which shchita is shaykh to. Afilu hachi ain't sarach leshchot ela harov. And still, you only have to shach the rov. Hamiyot sha'al hasakin. The miyot which is on the knife. It's as if it's cut. Lo have chalada. It's not considered chalada. The question is, what's he talking about? It's not clear what he's talking about. What he's trying to explain is that's like much I could tell you. He's trying to explain why it is that you could argue that if I stick the knife under the surface of the skin above the simanim, then that's going to be chalada. But if I stick the knife into the siman and then cut down, that's not going to be chalada. How could that be? That's even more internal.
It's weird though. He's
saying, since
he said it is nechtacha, so why would
what? Yeah, right. He's saying is because it's something is like the flesh is not part of Shlita, and therefore it's like it's Shalem. But the Simen is Shayach to Shlita, and therefore it's like it's Nechtach, and therefore it's not going to be Chalada.
If you...
What's he saying? So I'll tell you what I think Pshat is here. Okay? Pshat. I think I got this. I don't think I copped this. I have this book, the Masifta Shas. You know, it's Masifta. Oh, yeah. So I looked in the back. I think they had like a beer or something. I don't know if they said it exactly, but like I gleaned. I can't remember. But somehow I know I used it to help me with this dosa. So maybe what I'm saying is the way they're learning, or partial combination of how, whatever. But this is the way I think what he means. You'll see. I think it makes sense. So he's saying is like this, is that... You may have to explain it a little bit, but he's saying is... That chalada is where I'm doing the cut from the inside, right? But let's say like this: is that if I put my knife into the simen, right? So now the simen, that's so to speak like a tiny bit of shlita, right? Because it's not the right shear of shlita yet, but it's like as I'm cutting the simen, a tiny bit, that little part where I'm cutting. So I'm making like a hole in the simen. And now the simen is like partially shachat. It makes sense, right? A little bit. So my knife isn't hidden, because now my knife, the idea of a hidden knife is where it's, I'm doing it from under, from the inside. But once I open up the simen, that's not from the inside anymore. Right? Now it's like, that's not from the inside. As now, it's from the inside because I've opened up. Like, why don't you always say, if I do shlita, it's from the inside? Because when I do my cut, when I'm halfway through the simen, it's cutting it on the inside. But the answer is no, because since you cut it from the outside, so you're opening up as you go along, so the simen becomes open, and therefore you're cutting the simen from the inside, from the outside. Because once you open it up, it's considered like an external cut. You just have to open it first. See if you stick it in between the two pipes. And then you cut. Then you're really doing it from cover. The knife is inside the makom hasimanim, and it's not the simanim aren't open. You're going in between the simanim, right? But if I go into the simen, the going into the simen itself makes that pipe open. So it's basically I'm like doing it from the outside because the pipe is open. It's nachlach, right? But if I do it under the skin, so now I'm just piercing the skin. Now there's no such thing as the skin being shachat. Skin isn't shachat. There's no halacha of shchita on skin. So basically, I'm just going under the skin. See, just piercing a thing is not really, like, let's say I do laparoscopic surgery. I stick some sort of small probe through, through the skin. Okay, make a tiny little hole and whatever. I didn't open up the body. I don't say that's considered open. That's just going through the skin. It's just I make a little hole in order to go through the skin. That's not open. It's basically I'm doing the cut from the inside. It's not a general surgery. I open it up. That's open. I stick a little thing in. That's not opening the eye up. That's he's still closed. I just managed to get my knife in there. Right? My probe in there. Whatever I got in there. But if... And that's the same thing. If I stick my knife under the skin, I'm cutting from the inside. I haven't opened it up. But a simen... is that which shlita occurs on. And when I make the tiniest little cut on the simen, that's the beginning of shlita. You don't say I'm just going under. See, when I'm going under the skin, you'll say I'm just going under the skin in order to access the under thing. So I'm not cutting the skin open, I'm just getting under it. So now I'm cutting from on the inside. But the simen, I'm not getting under the simen. The simen itself is that which is being cut. So if I do the tiniest cut of the simen, I've begun to cut my simen. My simen is nechtach. My simen is open. But a little bit, but it's open. It has the status of being open. So now it's open. So now I'm basically just cutting it from the outside. I've opened it up, and now I keep cutting. So the simen is open, and I'm just cutting from an open simen. I've opened it up, and now I'm cutting. So, but like in a person, you don't say if I make a tiny hole, or if I do in the skin, you don't say I'm opening the skin. Because I'm not cutting the skin. So if I cut the skin from the outside, fine, that's what I'm doing. But here what I'm doing is I'm piercing it in order to bypass the skin and now to do the cut from the inside. So that's chalada. Now I'm doing cutting from the inside. But if I go, let's say if I open up the skin's open, then I go under into the simen. You don't say going into the semen is considered like I'm cutting from inside the semen. That itself, the piercing itself, is the beginning of the shechita. And now it's an etzach. Right? Let's see inside. Okay, let's see
that's all good as long as you didn't wait too long.
That's a different problem. Waiting is a different problem. Shechita, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Correct. As long as you don't wait too long. But that's a different soul. That's nothing to do with this.
Right.
Right? You could pass any shechita by waiting too long, even if you do it...
Right.
Okay, so let's read it again. He says, see if it's interesting. Afilu l'amri be'rav. Okay, be'rav is the first word in the line. And halfway down the process. Afilu l'amri be'rav. The amri tells l'arani yodea. Even going to be'rav, he says, I'm not sure. Maybe under the skin is considered chalada. He says, hainu mishim nishchita lo shayecha bar. That's because there's no shchita, there's no shayecha on the skin. Skin, you don't say when I put my knife through the skin, I've done shchita on the skin. Avei chalada l'fizhu shalim. So basically, the skin, if I put my knife through the skin a tiny bit, the skin is conceptually is still shalem, right? So it's shalem, and I've gone under, I've hidden my knife under the skin. Now, my skin is a tiny hole, but it's a tiny hole. It's not open. I'm not opening the skin. The skin is halachically still shalem. So now my knife is hidden under the skin. Aval semen, b'simanim, d'shaycha b'hu shchita. By simanim, cutting them is shchita, d'shaycha d'shchita. I only have to cut the rope, right? I only have to cut the rope. But the little bit which is on the sakin, which is like I guess the sakin is through. The little bit which the sakin like pierces, that part is considered nechlach. So lo vechalada. That's not chalada. That's not chalada. I think Jay's right. So this question is that. It would seem you're going to have to be not just puncturing the knife, the point of the knife into it, but rather it's entering in through a little bit of a shechita. So you do a tiny little cut, which is like through an ordinary form of shechita, but then you make a little hole, and then you angle the knife either way so that you could slip the knife into the siman instead of going through the siman the ordinary way. You use the hole to basically enter the siman. But essentially, that little bit which you've cut was a shechita. Now that part is then of like a shachad, it's open. And now anything further is basically cutting from the inside, is from an open semen, so you're basically doing it from the outside. Right? I think that's what he's learning. But my question is, if this is how he's learning, so what's the Ibaya? Because apparently there's still two sides, right? What's the question? Do you say that, saying it's like this, under the skin, that's considered halada. What about this? Do you say this swara? It's not halada because of all this fancy stuff. Or you say, no, that's not halada. You know what I mean? It's like, how do you, like, what's, assuming this is the right way to learn Tosos, now we could, he's just setting up the Ibaya. But now, what is the Gemara's question? What's the argument to say it is, what's the argument to say it isn't? The point that I was raising is, why don't you say it's very nice vis-a-vis the simon, you're pulling this whole thing off, but why isn't it already halada because you're going under the skin? Right? If under the skin itself is halada, so I understand why you're saying that going under the siman isn't problem of halada because you're cutting a hole in the siman. Yeah, but you're under the skin. So you're doing it from under the skin. So how could that be better than going under the skin? Right? I think you have to say is that maybe the case is where you don't go under the skin. You cut the skin. So you cut a hole in the skin. Like you take the knife, you cut open the skin. Right? So you're not going under the skin. You're cutting a hole in the skin. But then when you get to the siman, you're going under it. You know, into it instead of going... through it the ordinary way, you're cutting a hole in it, so it's not chalada vis-a-vis the skin because you've opened up the skin, but now it might be chalada vis-a-vis the siman because you've gone under the mixes of the siman, so you're doing it from the inside, right? Or do you say no, it's not from the inside because I've made a chaticha, I've done shechita to it? That's what he says, is that the skin is shalem. That's what Tosa says, is the skin is shalem. Is he means if you just pierce a tiny hole in the skin is still shalem. So basically it's under the skin. But if you, let's say you actually cut the skin open, wide open, then it's not shalem, then the skin is wide open. So then what's the problem? Then it's not, there's definitely not chalada, because the skin is wide open. Not chalada vis-a-vis the skin, but then you have vis-a-vis the semen problem. I think. He doesn't spell that out, but I think so. That's what he means. Yeah, good. Okay, so I think Matt's saying a good thing. We have to develop more. But yeah, there is a big assumption which the Rabbeinu Tam is making, which is that it's true that if you cut open the siman, if you do a shrita of rov, then the siman is open and it's a shachar. But here you're just cutting, you're piercing, you're cutting a tiny bit of a siman. That's not shrita. So basically, you could argue that you haven't done shrita. It's not a shachar. It's true that there's shaychas, the siman is shaykh to shrita. If you do shrita, but you didn't do shrita, you just made a tiny hole. So that's not shrita yet. So basically, so far as you're concerned, you haven't done shrita. So now you basically have a hole in the thing, a little tiny hole. And now you're going inside the thing, and you're cutting from the inside. So that's chalada. This is what I think I saw in the Masifta. I think the Mashal asked that question on Rav Tami, and he rejects it because of that. Something like that. I think it's the Mashal. But basically, it's like, the argument, the move of Rav Tami is that since there's a din of shchita on the siman, it's like there's a din of shchita b'miktsas. So yes, it's true you haven't yet done the shir shchita, but the shchita is like underway. It's like the siman is nechtach, and you say you have a miktsas shchita. Whereas even though it's true you have to build up to the full quantity of 51 of rov in order for it to emerge as a kosher shchita, what it'll say is that since there's shchita on the siman, even when I cut a miktsas of the siman, the mir ha-siman, that has a din of shachat vis-a-vis that it's open.
Like you started the process.
Yeah, I've started the process, and the process is the process of opening up the siman. Now, it's true, I haven't yet completed it, but now you don't say it's chalada anymore, because you say it's open vis-a-vis the shchita. Like, that's or do you say, no, that since there's no shem shchita until you get to rov, so a mir ha-siman is nothing, so therefore, simply, it's still covered. That's the question. It's like, definitely there's a share of rov, but is a miyot, is it again? I think this comes down to the way he defined it before, I think. Is that if you say shchita is a shchita on the rov ha-siman, so you'll say basically this isn't shchita, because this is just a tiny little cut, that's not shchita, shchita is rov. But if you say shchita is on the siman, and rov is just the quantity, is just the shear, so then you'll say, I've done my shchita, because I cut a little bit, so I'm under the shchita's underway. You know, like, if a shchita is like an action of cutting rov, then you'll say, haven't I done it? But if you say shchita is cutting a siman, and it's just that you need a quantity, you know, of 51, so you'll say, look, I've done the shchita's underway. Shchita's underway, I've begun, I've done a little bit of it. You know? So I think it lines up, I'm not sure if it lines up the opposite ways or not. But what was it before? We said before, is if you say shchita is cutting the rov, so then here you go a little bit, so then it's not going to be chalada. Right? Then it's not going to be chalada. And here we're saying shchita is the rov. Then here it's also... Right, then also it's... Well, no, then here you're basically... So then on the road, then it will be chalada. It kind of comes out the opposite way. I don't know if it's a problem or not. But it turns out this way, within this position, I don't know if that matters, it's just kind of funny. But within this way of looking at it, is like here you have a shchita on the miyot. Do you say that that's involved? That's part of the shchita. Right? Do you say a shchita on the miyot is like the beginning of a shchita? And now you'll say it's defined as nechtach? And now it's not chalada because I'm cutting from the open siman, or do you say no? Until I have rov, basically the shchita is not shchita, and therefore I'm just basically piercing the thing, and it sure will be shchita later, but until that point it's not shchita, and therefore it's the same thing as if it's under the skin. That's the question. Under the skin definitely doesn't have a chalos shame of shachat. So the shchita is shalim, you just pierce the skin, it's still hashalim. So what happens if you pierce the siman? Do you say that since siman lends itself to shchita and the piercing is the beginning of the shchita, so it has its din of open? Where you say, no, it's true if you cut rov, but here you're just piercing a little bit. That's not shchita, that's just a little pierce, but basically it's the same thing as the har. Or do you say, no, it's a chalos shem of like a miktas of shchita, and therefore it's defined as open? You know what I mean? That seems to be learning the question. Right? Those are explaining the argument is that why you would say that if under the skin is chalada, then into the siman is not chalada, because it's like it's already open. But he's explaining that one side, but there are two sides of the abaya, or the other side, as you argue, the same thing as under the skin. So I'm just filling out what's the other side. The other side thing is based upon what your point, is that he's making an assumption that cutting a little bit is defined as if it's shachar a little bit, and now it's open. But you could argue, no, shchita, rov, that makes it a shachot, but this is just a little pierce, that's not a shachot, you know? So I'm kind of feeling, right, that's not Tosa's job, though, because Tosa is taking the hard side. The hard side is, how could it be that under the skin is chalada, but this is not chalada, this is explaining it. But the other way is, you know, so we're just filling in and noticing, hold on, Tosa, it's not so fast, it's not so simple. You know, and that's what I say, the Marshal, that's why I think he rejects the Rambam because of that. I forget how it works exactly. I think I saw this in the Sifta. But it kind of got me really, maybe that's what gave me the clue, that's what he was saying. When I saw what Marshal's question was, I kind of think I figured out what Tosus was trying to say. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, 1 second here. Yeah, okay, so I think the next thing is, maybe we'll stop here, I kind of have to leave. But I think the next thing is, and this is what we'll take up again next week, but he learns, Rabbeinu Tam learns different than Rashi. Rashi was learning, 1 second here, he says like this, Inami, yeah. He basically wants to say, Inami, you can say, Mibayle betachav hasak and tachas miyad kama, you stick the simen under a little bit, Upasko milamata lamaila, and then imagine this: you stick it under the top of the semen, under the top of the semen. You put the knife, let's say, upside down, just under the top of the semen, and then you pull the knife outwards. Right? Instead of the original way he was learning, is you stick the knife into the semen a little bit, and then you cut down. But now he's saying, no, you stick it into the semen, and you cut up a little bit. So that's that part of the cutting really is chalada, right? It is chalada because that you're really doing from the inside. And then you go outside, and then you turn the knife around, and then you cut down. So now you have a chalada on the miyah. But it's only on a miyah. But the rov, the rest of the rov, you do perfectly. So he's saying is that's what he wants to learn. That's the Gemara Zibaya. Is if I have a psal shchita in the beginning. Or he says, similarly, if I have a question by chalada by shahiyah, let's say I cut a little bit, and then I pause. And pausing is a psal shchita. But I only do a tiny bit, and then I pause. So do you say that that's considered a problem? Because you say it's just a miyah. I didn't do, it's like a little bit. You'd say maybe somehow it doesn't register or something. So that's to be contrasted with what Rashi learns. That Rashi learns the holy body is only if it's on the second half. Gemara is unsure. Rashi says everybody agrees if you have a psal in the beginning, it's going to be a psal in the first half. Rashi learned the whole question is if you have a psal in the second half. Do you say since I already have a ganav shchit, that's all okay? Or do you say I still have a problem? But Rabbeinu Tam learns the opposite. He's going to say in the second half, everything's cool, for sure. Question is here, if I have Shia, these psalim in the beginning, do you say that's a problem or not? So, I mean, we have to get into it more. I mean, it'll take you next week. But this is like, this is the next part of Tosos, I think, really gets into the Machlokas Rashi and Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. You know? So I think let's try to do that next time. And then at the end, there's another sheet at the end of Tosos. It's Rabbeinu Oshia.
How are we saying it anyway? It's that you...